Whenever we have a question about good road food, we turn to Jane and Michael Stern, famous for their book, Road Food, covering 900 different eateries all over the United States. And Jane and Michael, this covers the United States. Can you tell me just in a very quick nutshell before we get into the South, how does the road food experience change from the Northwest to the Southwest to the Midwest to the Northeast and the Deep South?
Oh, my gosh. Dramatically, that's how it changes. Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, it's not even that broad. I mean, of course, there are certain characteristics of the Pacific Northwest that are, in general, great berries, great North Pacific seafood, certain characteristics of the Southwest, the great Mexican influence. But, you know, even within one of those regions, the differences are so huge. Like, you know, in North Carolina, the various styles of barbecue from the east near the ocean to the west in the mountains, there are probably 6 or 7 distinct styles of barbecue in North Carolina alone.
And that's not talking about... Probably in 6 or 7 ideas of what is a real barbecue.
Exactly right. And, you know, then of course, there's barbecue in Kentucky and barbecue in Texas and barbecue in Georgia, and it's all very different. And that's really the point of what we're doing, is that this is an amazing mosaic of food. I mean, such variety, and it really reflects the fact that this is an amazingly diverse country.
And Edward from Burlington in Ontario has traveled south of the border and has this comment or question. We've traveled through the South on many occasions. One of the many unique foods at one of our favorite stops is sausage, gravy, and biscuits. What's the origin of the food, and why has more of this type of fare not spread across the rest of the United States? Jane and Michael, any thoughts on sausage, gravy, and biscuits?
Well, I'll tell you, one reason it has not spread across the rest of the United States is that making biscuits is an art that only Southern cooks can practice. I don't know why. We've gotten recipes from Southern cooks, and they're the simplest recipes in the world. And we've even watched them make the biscuits and tried to duplicate their every move. And our biscuits come out kind of like hockey pucks, whereas a good Southern biscuit is so fluffy and light it'll float off the plate.
Is that a matter of
the ingredients? It's a real Southern thing.
Is that the ingredients that you can get?
It's the way they handle the ingredients.
Yeah.
That's the secret. I mean, because the ingredients are very simple. They're like 3 ingredients, you know, but it's the way you can't overhandle it, and you got to handle it very tenderly and kind of fluff it up.
Like
as you mix it.
Making a great pizza. It's all in
the
hands.
Yeah, it's all in the hands.
And then the sausage gravy is another issue.
Well, it's pig, and therefore they know what to do with that in the South also. Mm-hmm. We started seeing biscuits and country gravy, as it's often called, at lumber camps and truck stops.
It's a way to get sort of maximum calories on a plate. It's a very thrifty meal is what it is. It's like so much of the very most delicious road food. It started as a way to like sort of maximize what you have in your larder. And I think sausage gravy is a good example.
So if you've got a bunch of people working, you know, on the farm and you want to keep them going through the day, you get some hearty sausage and gravy.
Yes.
And you usually get 5 biscuits with a foot and a half of cream gravy and sausage on it. It's very filling.
You know, in my work, I'm always looking for places where you're hanging out with the local crowd in Europe. And it seems easy to do in Europe. And I oftentimes don't give America, United States, credit for having that sort of crusty local, because we're such a mobile society and we've got so much chain restaurants and so on. But again, I was just in North Dakota sitting in this little diner, and my friends were telling me we have a real German-Russian heritage here. And I looked around, and these were salt-of-the-earth local people. I just felt like I was in some far corner of some different culture, and it was right here in our own country. And I thought, this is really what road food is all about to me.
Exactly.
You know, one of the most memorable places I think we ever went was in Havana, North Dakota.
It was the Farmers Inn. It's very cool. It was in Havana, North Dakota, which was a very small town that was getting smaller and smaller. So what happened is the Havana Cafe actually shut down because they just couldn't make a profit. And the citizens of Havana so missed the cafe, because that's where they went, not so much for food. Of course, they went for food, but to greet each other in the morning and to share news and gossip.
Exactly.
That they reopened the cafe as a sort of communal enterprise. And it thrived that way for many years. You know, they would take turns cooking. One person was in charge of ordering, and everyone would gather there in the morning. I think the town had 98 people in it, and generally about 80 of them ate at the cafe every morning.
It's
and
part
there
of
is
the
a
fabric
Havana,
of the community.
Yeah.
There is a Havana newspaper, and I have to, you know, brag a little bit. Michael and I made the front page of the Havana Daily News, and it was a picture of us probably stuffing food in our mouths, and it said, "People from Connecticut come to North Dakota."
Oh, great. Well, that sounds good. Jane and Michael Stern, thanks. We'll call you up whenever we have a question about road food in the USA.
Okay.